Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, online at robertsrobinson.com.
It's a full weekend of football ahead, including home games for our big three college teams. In Manhattan, it's Farmageddon, as Iowa State comes calling. K-State coach Chris Klieman says he's bullish on his team, and their best football is right in front of them. We'll find out. Skylar Thompson's healthy at quarterback, and this game is a chance for K-State to reset the season. Should be a gorgeous afternoon in Lawrence as the Jayhawks welcome Texas Tech. Yes, Kansas again is a big underdog, but if you're a fan, go see a game. Get back on campus and soak up the sun as the Jayhawks try to improve. And in Columbia, Mizzou hosts Texas A&M after the Aggies knock off Alabama. There's a big difference in talent here. We all know letdown games happen frequently after big wins, and the Tigers hope the Aggies have been celebrating all week long. If it's a score fest, you never know here. This is a game that could completely turn the season around for Missouri or send them into a total lack of confidence. And, of course, the Chiefs are on the road at Washington, and Kansas City's a big fave. They're only local fave, and they really should bounce back and win this game with a certain degree of ease. We'll break these games down, and Lee Sterling gives his picks. If you want the exclusive Thursday night pick, sign up as a patron at kkhasissues.com. Lee Sterling is now 15-8-1 all-time for patrons on Thursday night. That is more than enough to cover your membership. It's just $5 a month. Get on your browser, go to kkhasissues.com, click on the icon that says Become a Patron, and get the Thursday night pick from Lee Sterling. You know, membership has its privileges, so jump on it right now. Here we go. Let's talk some football on KKHI, brought to you by Merriam Body Shop. On Merriam Drive, just off I-35 and Johnson Drive, State Farm Preferred, full-service collision repair, small jobs, paintless dent removal. They'll even detail your car with the ceramic coat. Really good stuff. Merriam Body Shop. Call Justin at 913-362-1198. And Joslyn's Jewelry, 95th and Antioch. Online at joslynsjewelry.com. Non-commissioned sales rep, family-owned and operated. You can trust Joslyn's, the jeweler you'll recommend to your friends and family. Here we go. It's football time on KKHI. Hit it.
Fry Orthodontics presents Kevin Keatsman Has Issues. Your smile is just the start. Online at fryorthodontics.com.
My man Lee Sterling is rolling, and you can get on the train right now and roll right down the tracks with him. He's got some great specials, including the NHL and NBA starting, if you want to branch off away from football, or if you want to go check out the patron site, 15-8-1 for patrons of Kevin Keatsman Has Issues, as he won again last week with the Rams. He has made his selection on the patron site between the Eagles and the Bucks tonight, but you got to go over there to find out what that is. We'll talk about all our other games right here with Lee Sterling, who's on a bit of a roll. Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm good. It's fun when you're winning. You know, just makes it a little bit easier. Come in, you got a little pop in your step, and makes it a little easier to study. You know, 13, 14 hours on a Tuesday and a Wednesday back-to-back. But I don't mind doing it when I'm winning. Feels good. Get some nice emails and texts from clients. So let's keep it rolling.
Okay, so let me ask you this before we get into your specials and your picks here. This John Gruden thing this week has just been an enormous story. Yeah. And it's got tentacles reaching everywhere. In Kansas City, the media is all over Andy Reid because he won't comment on it. So he won't, like, say anything bad about Gruden because Gruden's his buddy. And so we're all sitting here going, well, I wonder what Andy Reid's emails look like, you know, and what's going on here. So this thing reaches to so many different organizations. Washington's being investigated. It's a little weird that the Chiefs are playing Washington this week. Does this affect – how much does it not only just affect the Raiders, but this division and the rest of the NFL, as many people as know John Gruden?
Yeah, it's disturbing to see what he wrote, but at the same time, I just don't think those emails should have gotten out. I mean, well, you always teach your kids not to put anything in writing.
Right.
Can come back to bite you, but I have a feeling there's a leak somewhere. I have a feeling that maybe the Raiders didn't want him to continue, didn't want to keep paying him $10 million. Things weren't going too well the last couple weeks there after a nice start, so... just think it's a tough situation, and you know. But what's crazy about that is a lot of times team has that happen, and the public will bet against them for the week, and that team will come together for a week. So it's the exact opposite. So you know, you don't like to see it, and but as a bettor, Yeah, I might be on the Raiders this week. They might come together. Now, he's the play caller, so in the long run, it's probably going to hurt him. But short haul, guys and players, I've seen it time and time again, come together when a coach is ousted or the key players. Like, look at Seattle. Russell Wilson's out. I mean, first time in 165 games, mm-hmm. Public's going to bet against him. I'm telling you, both situations, if you bet against both of these two teams, trust me, you're not going 2-0. Better chance of going 0-2.
See, I think there's like maybe there's dozens for sure, maybe even hundreds of people in the NFL that are now wondering, what can the league office see in my emails? There's 650,000 yeah. emails. It's a small league. They all email right. or talk to people with Washington. If they have John Gruden's IP, they could certainly find anything he ever sent to Andy Reid if that's what they want to do. They're very right. good friends. I just think there's a lot of people right now on eggshells because of this thing, wondering where the league's going. The league is saying they're not going to pursue it further. They didn't leak anything. They're not going to release any other emails. I don't believe that for a second. I think they set Gruden up, and I think in some way it might be a weird attempt to get Daniel Snyder to sell his football team. I think that's really what they want as a yep. new owner in D.C., right. and it's just the whole thing just seems diabolical to me. Look, Gruden's an idiot for writing that stuff in emails. He's an idiot.
Yep.
He's clearly an equal opportunity offender. You know, he just pretty much goes after everyone. But that's what – the guy's a foul mouth, rotten, despicable, whatever. That's kind of what
right.
made his image. You know, that's kind of who mm-hmm. they built him up to be, and now it's just over. But I just wonder how much effect it has on everyone. We see in Kansas City, Andy Reid says nothing about it and won't, and the media is all over him. Well, his players know he's not commenting on it. In Los Angeles, Brandon Staley, the coach of the Chargers, was very eloquent and said, no. You know, what's right. And same with Derek Carr, who's come out with the Raiders and said, hey, listen, what's wrong is wrong. This had to be taken care of. And Staley's commenting on it. I just wonder how every team is handling this different. I do think every player and every person in this league is thinking about this week.
Of course. I'm sure everyone, I'm sure, has said something at one time. Yeah, they've right. had a slip.
Yes.
And the key is just don't put it in writing. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's going to be very interesting to see how this all plays out going forward. Now, going forward, before we get to October, and you've got to save 200 for the rest of the football month and a little bit into November, the NHL has started. You were great at that last year. You're off to a good start there. Hockey and basketball, the entire season, you have a save $1,000 promotion going?
That's correct. Never done this before. Get both sports, and we're number one in the world probably last year in hockey. Know a lot of people don't bet it as much as football or basketball or even baseball, but just bet it and just look at the score later that night or the next morning. You're going to win a whole lot more than you're going to lose. And both sports, through the Stanley Cup Finals and the NBA Finals in June 2022, just $1,500. Use coupon code SAVE1000, ParamountSports.com. And if you're already not with us in the football, we had another winning week last week and get 3 weeks, not October. We call it Locktober. 3 weeks, just $247. Coupon code SAVE200.
That's a great deal right there. And you were number one at Covers.com on their rankings last year in the NHL. Your hockey guy is still with you. And apparently yep. he's a savant. You got a stud helping yep. you out with hockey, but you have kind of final say too. I mean, he puts them in and says, here's where we're going. And sometimes you'll do right. what? You'll say, no, let's not do that one or this one.
Yeah. I mean, I'm watching games too in the background. I mean, I've got three TVs, a 70 and 250s and two computer screens. So I'm watching some things. So I oversee it and we're a good team together. You know, he doesn't take it personally if I say I don't like that game or sometimes I'll tell him I like that game even bigger. He's a little more conservative than I am, and I'm pretty conservative. Just work well as a team, and he loves it. He's an attorney, a practicing attorney, 26 years old, and he does this. He works during the day and then goes home and just watches hockey and baseball. And believe it or not, he's got a girlfriend, but I feel sorry for his girlfriend.
she's bored at night with hockey and baseball yeah. on all the time. All right. Yeah. It's ParamountSports.com, or you can always call Lee at 800-400-9741. In a little bit, we'll give you the game of the week that's a free play if you want to call Lee personally. Let's start out with our games. Let's start in college football. Texas A&M at Mizzou. Missouri's been a big disappointment with their dreadful defense. A lot of people are saying, hey, maybe a letdown week for A&M after what happened last week. How do you see this?
Maybe a little bit, but Missouri's defense is so bad. I mean, their run defense Okay, so they gave up 340 to Kentucky. Chalk that up. Oh, just a bad week. But then 294 to Southeast Missouri State, 275 to Boston College, 458 to Tennessee. I mean, that is abysmal. And then even 188 to North Texas here. So I think Texas A&M's the right side here, 41-24.
Yeah, I couldn't. I know this. I'll lay off, but I couldn't bet on Mizzou right now. Not with that defense. If you're not stopping the run, you got giant problems. All right, off to the Big 12. Oklahoma is a 13.5-point favorite against TCU. Lincoln Riley, we'll have more on this in just a little bit. Lincoln Riley has shut the media out after the student newspaper got a view of practice and has reported that Caleb Williams, the freshman, has been taking all the snaps with the first team. It looks like they got a quarterback change at Oklahoma.
Yeah, I have a feeling yet. I always thought that was going to happen. And, you know, now they got to handle it with kid gloves. If I'm Spencer Rattler, I man up. I do what Jalen Hurts did. You know, be a man. Stick around. Be supportive of the backup. Be supportive of the team. If you want to transfer, transfer next year. You don't leave in the middle of the year. And I think NFL teams will take notice of that. And I think you got to go with the kid who's hot here. They just haven't gotten it done. But even though TCU's defense is terrible, their offense is good. Max Duggan at the controls, they're converting over 55% of third down conversions. OU is going to have to give the ball a lot to Kennedy Brooks, and they're going to have to be successful and just play keep away from the TCU offense. They use some play action also. TCU's dropped six straight to OU, but the Frog 8-0 is an avenging underdog getting 8 or more points here. I just don't think you can lay 13.5 points with Oklahoma here. I think Oklahoma wins 46-43, but TCU covers.
Farmageddon is on in Manhattan as Iowa State comes calling for Kansas State. Chris Klieman saying this week that his team is ready to play its best football of the year. Skylar Thompson is healthy. The Cyclones have been disappointing so far this year, but they're a pretty big favorite against the Wildcats.
Yeah, and normally I take Kansas State in this game. I just think that Iowa State's putting it together. This is the toughest of all the games that we're going to go over. Obviously, we're going to go over games that your listeners want to hear about. Personally, not playing it. I'm not giving it to my clients. Now, last year, Iowa State just absolutely dominated in that game, 45-0. Skylar Thompson didn't play in that game, but is he worth 45 points? No. And, you know, Iowa State has talent. I mean, you look at the stats, like even in the Baylor game, they dominated the stats. You know, just couldn't win the game. You know, certain things cost them. Special teams return. You know, that could happen. So I think they're going to dominate the stats here. A slight lean to Iowa State here, 38-30.
All right, let's go to the NFL. And Chiefs fans will all be rooting for the Baltimore Ravens this week against the Chargers, who look legit. And, I mean, we got to call it like it is. They look like the favorite in the AFC West to me.
Yeah, they do right now. And just think that Chargers right now are the team to beat. And, I mean, you got to love what Brandon Staley's doing. I mean, he's worth maybe 4 or 5 games compared to Anthony Lynn, who blew 3 games on his own last year. If it wasn't for a 56-yard field goal by Dallas's kicker, Greg Zuerlein, they'd be 5-0 right now. They're 8-3-1 against the spread the last 12 road games. They just got it going on. They're showing new looks every single week. They're going for it on fourth down. I think the players believe in them. I think they have, they've got the weapons on the offense. They've stayed healthy. And they have a guy. Baltimore has one weapon besides Lamar Jackson. It's Andrews, their tight end. And Derwin James, I think, can guard him as well as anyone. I like the Superchargers here, 28-24.
Denver and Vegas. The Raiders are that weird little wild card this week, but you think one time, rally the troops, let's go play?
I think so, yeah. Normally, you know, a team that's falling in a free fall, you stay away from. But I think the Broncos are overrated. I mean, they played teams that have a combined record of 2-13 this year. They did not look good. They were dominated in that game against Pittsburgh last week. As soon as Pittsburgh got that big lead, they just sat back and a deep cover two and let Denver, you know, move down the field and make the game closer than it probably was. So I think the Raiders getting healthy. I think Jacobs will run the ball effectively here. And I think Carr's going to have a big game. I think he's going to want to, you know, do it for his old coach here. Give me the Raiders outright here, 31-28.
I think I like that too. All right, before we get your pick on Kansas City and Washington, I'll ask you what everybody's asking around Kansas City right now and maybe even around the country. Are the Chiefs fixable, or when you watch their defense, is there such a lack of talent that there's no saving this team this year?
They have a chance, I think, to get in the playoffs. That's about it. I just think that the defense is just so bad. And, you know, they're going to be down their running back. Not that he's a superstar, but you just keep taking hits. I think their offensive line is also going to get exposed in the next couple weeks. So I think it's going to be tough. Patrick Mahomes is going to have to play the best ball he's ever played. They want to do anything this year.
Yeah, so, it's going to have to be all offense. I don't think there's any question about it.
Might see some games. They might have to win some games like 56-53.
For sure. Yeah, I think you're right. And you know, I look at it like this. If you want to make sure you're in the playoffs at this point, the Chiefs have to go 9-3 the rest of the way. And with that defense, how in the world do you go 9-3? Their schedule's killer. They got the Packers. They got the Cowboys. They got the Chargers again. They haven't played the Raiders yet. They got Cincinnati, which is a real team. They got teams all up and down their schedule. I don't know how you go 9-3 in your next 12 unless you find some defense, and I just don't know how they're going to find it.
It's going to be tough. So let's segue into the game now.
All right.
So Washington, I think, is underachieved this year. Their defense last year, number two defense in the NFL. They had just seven takeaways this year so far. They had 23 last year. I'm sorry. No. They have three. I think it's just three or four takeaways. Three takeaways this year. They had 23 last year. So they were seventh last year in takeaways. They're just not getting the takeaways at sacks. I mean, they were right up there with sacks. They only have 9 in 5 games this year. I think they're going to be motivated this week. So they're one of these teams this year that's winning one, losing one. There's always a couple teams in the NFL every year that will go through week like 9, 10, 11, they'll win one, lose one. They lost last week here. I think they're going to come to play here. I think their offensive weapons can do some damage at receiver and running back. And, their defense just absolutely underachieved here. So I'm going to go with Washington. I'm going to go with them to win this game outright 34-31.
Ooh, the outright win. Yep. There's the dagger. That would just about stick a fork in the Chiefs. If you can't beat Washington, then they're in real trouble. All right, the game of the week.
Even some of the bad teams, Kevin, they have a great game. And I think Washington's going to play their best game of the year.
It seems like everybody does against the Chiefs these days. When you have a defense like that, you make Jalen Hurts look like John Elway. So that's a pretty easy deal. That's a thing. Your game of the week is Texas-Oklahoma State. The Longhorns are a 5.5-point favorite here. Folks, if you want to get this one free, you can just personally call Lee Sterling at 800-400-9741. Texas and OSU, you like something?
Yeah, like it a lot. Real strong opinion on that game. Just call 800-400-9741. You want to hop on if you're not with us for football, October, 3 weeks. The winning continues, 247. If you want to get hockey and also basketball together, I mean, normally it's $1,500 for each sport. So you're going to get it basically for half price. Use coupon code SAVE1000, $1,500 for both sports through June 2022, hockey and basketball, ParamountSports.com.
I hope your card is perfect, except your Washington football team pick. Lee, how's that sound?
Me too.
Okay. Thank you, buddy. Have a great week.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Kevin. There's Lee Sterling, and he is rolling this year. And if you want to get in the NHL or the NBA, feel free to either give him a call at the 800 number or just log on to ParamountSports.com. There's a lot of other content there as well. He does some videos, breaks down some games that are not going to be part of his service, but you might find that kind of interesting. So to review, Lee Sterling has gone with Texas A&M -9 against Missouri, TCU +13.5 against Oklahoma, Iowa State -6.5 against the Wildcats, the Chargers +3.5 against the Ravens, the Raiders +3.5 against Denver, and Washington +6 against the Kansas City Chiefs. The game of the week is Texas and OSU. Okay, so there's this big story. I think this is a big deal, and this is, you guys know by listening to the podcast that I talk an awful lot about media and sports and news and the way, you know, media works, the way they're treated, the way things get covered. This is what an NFL coach would love to do. What Lincoln Riley has done in Oklahoma, in Norman, in Oklahoma City this week. And remember, this community, Oklahoma City's almost as big as Kansas City. All right, so consider Oklahoma to be the Chiefs. Oklahoma football in Oklahoma City's like the Chiefs. It's just a ginormous deal. Lincoln Riley makes a pile of money. Games are sold out. They got huge TV ratings. Everything's just rolling with Oklahoma football. and they believe they are entitled to control all the news and information that gets out. That journalism is dead. There's basically a thought in this country that journalism is dead, that nobody's allowed to do their job. And if they do, it's been so devalued by people on the left with so much fake news, which we talked about in the regular Thursday podcast. And we talked about Sanjay Gupta and CNN and the things they've done, and Katie Couric covering up for Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all this other stuff. So it's been devalued. The media has been devalued. But teams and politicians now want to control everything. They want to control the messaging. They've built Joe Biden a set, for crying out loud. They've hired actors to make videos with Kamala Harris. This is what they do. It's all about controlling the message. It's imaging, it's messaging, it's whatever. Well, Lincoln Riley has gone old school here. And this used to happen when somebody would write, and I was victim of this. I got sideways with Marty Schottenheimer multiple times, Carl Peterson, for stories that I put out that were not, didn't really reflect very highly on the organization, of things that they were doing that were wrong, to be quite honest, just flat wrong. And I believe that's what journalism is. You point out injustices. You point out things that are wrong. You also give exclusive content. You're the eyes and the ears of the consumer. And in the case of Oklahoma football, this is not some expose against a player who got in trouble and did this and there's a cover-up or anything like that. No, this is just good, old-fashioned hustle. There's nothing I love more in sports journalism than hustle. A couple of student newspaper reporters go to a building near the practice field this week in Norman, Oklahoma. And they've put out in their, you know, because Oklahoma fans are going to be mad at the student newspaper. And they're not going to like these reporters. They're going to be mad. The fans are going to side with Lincoln Riley on this and say, it's nobody's business to know who the starting quarterback is. Oh, but make no mistake about it. Every single Oklahoma fan now knows that Caleb Williams has been practicing with the first team, the freshman, that he is the de facto starting quarterback. And the Spencer Rattler is not practicing. These two reporters found a building, a public building. They made a very strong point to let everybody know this is a public building where we went and observed practice, and Caleb Williams took the snaps with the first team, and Spencer Rattler mostly watched, but when he took snaps, it was with the second team, and we reported that. And now they're going to be forced into a position to apologize for doing their job, which is to find out information about the Oklahoma football team and let the fans know. That's what journalism is. Learn the truth, disseminate it. That's what it is. Learn the truth, disseminate it. That's all any form of journalism is. And so they did it. And now this is really disturbing to me because these students are going to be, what, ostracized on campus? They're going to get threats. Their car is going to get egged. What's going to happen now? They pissed off Lincoln Riley, the head coach of the Sooners, who has now cut off all access to every media outlet and reporter until after the game on Saturday. What should immediately happen in Oklahoma City and any other outlets that cover Oklahoma football on a regular basis, every single one of them should run a story right now saying, we support the student newspaper and the story they published. We support their right to do it. We believe they were correct in doing it. We stand by them, our brothers in journalism. Everybody should be writing this. Everyone. We believe that Lincoln Riley is acting like a child, that this is absurd what he's done, and cutting off access is not the answer. This is not good for Oklahoma fans, and it's a bad look for this head coach. That's what they should all be saying. There shouldn't be a media outlet anywhere that says anything other than that. If anyone anywhere says anything other than that, they're not journalists. They may be a little fanboy magazine or something. If they go siding with the coach thinking it'll get him an interview down. By the way, that never works. Kissing up to the coach and thinking you're going to get something down the road never works. You may get a better seat in the press box, right? They may, you know, they may bring you the popcorn when it's fresh, fresh popped. You may be one of the first ones that they walk around and bring you popcorn and give it to you or bring the stats to you sooner in the press box. But you're not getting anything for kissing up to the coach. That's a rabbit hole. Don't even go down it. It's a waste of time. So I think everybody needs to come out and stand by the student newspaper and say journalism is alive and well at the University of Oklahoma. That was excellent reporting. They did nothing wrong. They broke no rules. They broke no code. There should be no punishment. Now they're punishing every other media outlet, and those media outlets ought to say, this is ridiculous. We stand with them, not you, Lincoln Riley, not you. And no, that the next time we all come rolling in here at a news conference, we're all upset with you. That we think you did something Bush League. Completely and utterly Bush League. And that's what Lincoln Riley did. Coaches have done it before. He has the right to do it. There's no charter anywhere that says Lincoln Riley has to do this much media or whatever. I'm not saying he doesn't have the right. I'm telling you it looks petty. It looks small. It's childish. It's silly. Who gives a rip if the people found out that Caleb Williams is taking snaps with the first team? Come on. These coaches are crazy. Most of us thought Caleb Williams was going to start anyway, based on his performance against Texas last week. You would have to be crazy to not think that Caleb Williams was not going to play this week. He was electric. He was dynamic. He was a shot in the arm to the Oklahoma offense. Why wouldn't he play this week against TCU? This is absurd. These coaches are nuts. They're childish. That's a silly way to act. And I support that student newspaper at Oklahoma. I support them with everything I've got. And I hope other media outlets and other sports reporters and journalists step up and do the exact same thing and say they were in the right. They were doing a good thing for the people who read their paper. And Lincoln Riley is acting like a child. That's where that is. All right, don't forget, if you want to get that Thursday night pick from Lee Sterling, you can get every Thursday, and it's been winning. And I know what it is, the Bucks-Eagles game tonight. And if you want to find out who he's picked, he's 15-8-1 all time on Thursday nights. That's remarkable. And I know who he's on. 15-8-1. If you want to become a patron, it's just $5 a month. Go to kkhasissues.com. Click on the icon that says become a patron. It's easier to do on your desktop, laptop, tablet, whatever, than your phone. It's just a little bit easier. So go to where you're normally on your computer. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you are good to go. You get bonus patron content there. You get the newsletter every weekend. And if you've been on board since the beginning of last year, you are 15-8-1 on Thursday nights. And anybody that's done that has paid tenfold what their subscription to KKHI has cost. So give it a try. It's kkhasissues.com. Just go open your browser, go straight to the website, and sign up right there. It is really easy to do. With Kevin Kietzman as Issues.
Thanks for listening to Kevin Kietzman Has Issues, presented by Roberts Robinson Chevrolet Buick GMC. To get exclusive patrons-only podcasts, receive a weekly newsletter, and attend in-person patrons-only parties, visit kkhasissues.com and become a patron today. This has been a production of Crooked Tail Media Incorporated.